Another conviction connected to the Capitol riot. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The four men, members of a far-right group, were tried together.
A federal jury has convicted four members of the Oath Keepers on charges of seditious conspiracy stemming from the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. It's the second conviction for the Justice Department in a trial against group members. The Oath Keepers' leader, Stuart Rhodes, was convicted in a separate trial weeks ago. Prosecutors say Oath Keepers intended to use force to keep former President Trump in office. Defense attorneys argued there was no plan and downplayed messages as bluster. The Justice Department is also pursuing sedition convictions against members of the Proud Boys. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A former high-ranking FBI counterintelligence official who investigated Russian oligarchs has been indicted on charges he secretly worked for one in violation of U.S. sanctions. Charles McGonigal was also charged in a separate indictment with taking cash from a former foreign security officer. An 11th person has died after Saturday's mass shooting at a Los Angeles area dance hall. As the investigation continues into the motive behind the attack, the suspect, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was found in a van that he used to get away after attempting to attack a second dance hall. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna on what was found in Tran's home.
We recovered one 308 caliber rifle. Numerous electronic devices, such as cell phones, computers, etc. Items that lead us to believe the suspect was manufacturing homemade firearm suppressors.
The mayor of Monterey Park says Tran may have frequented the dance hall that he targeted. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Police in Atlanta arrest six in connection with weekend protests that turned violent, where at least one police vehicle was set on fire.
Protests in Atlanta this weekend evolved into riots as participants dressed in black clothing and masks, armed with explosives, burned a police car and damaged buildings along Peachtree Street in the city's downtown. Three men and three women are now charged with felonies and misdemeanors. All but two of them are from elsewhere, as far away as Washington State. The protest was staged over proposed construction of a police training center where an activist who shot at an officer himself was killed when police returned fire. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Changes could be coming to the Internal Revenue Service.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the IRS needs reforms and that rebuilding the agency will be one of her top priorities for the future. In an interview with the Reuters News Service, Yellen says she's looking forward to implementing the Inflation Reduction Act, a bill passed by Congress that includes about $80 billion in new funding for the IRS. The funding will allow the agency to hire tens of thousands of new staff to help the government gather $600 billion in unpaid taxes and address a backlog of tax returns. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The U.S. government has closed a years-long investigation into exhaust odors in Ford Explorer passenger cabins, determining that the SUVs don't have high levels of carbon monoxide and don't need to be recalled. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it reviewed more than 6,500 consumer complaints and tested SUVs in the field. The probe covered nearly 1.5 million Explorers from the 2011 to 2017 model years and involved complaints of sickness and crashes that involved 3 deaths and 657 injuries. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.